So today I want to talk about keeping our commitments.
عهدامون رو نگه داشتن صحبت کنیم.
Yeah. Letting your yes be yes.
باشه بلتون بله باشه.
And your no be no.
و نتون نه.
Yeah, being a person of integrity.
کسی باشیم که احترام بذاریم به صادق باشیم به حرفمون.
Yeah, a man of your word.
مرد وابسته به کلاممون هر چه کلاممون گفت بشه.
Now, I might have preached on this before.
شاید قبلا در موردش صحبت کرده باشم.
My daughter says I did.
دخترم
says
میگه
I did.
صحبت کردم موزه کردم
I couldn't find the sermon.
خودم موزه رو نتونستم پیدا کنم.
So maybe you hear it for the second time.
شاید برای بار دوم باشه.
And similar services will not be the same anyway.
کاملا این هم نیست ولی شاید شبیهش باشه.
But if true then you needed to hear it twice.
اگر درست باشه لازم بوده که دو بار بشنوید.
Yeah, and here's something that irritates me.
چیزی که منو خیلی ناراحت میکنه.
Probably also many of you.
که خیلی از شماها هم تو زندگی ناراحت میکنه.
When people say something that they will do,
که انجام میده.
Yeah, they promise you to do something. But then they don't.
بعد نمیکنه.
And you're probably already thinking about people who have broken promises in your life now.
حالا داری فکر می‌کنی همه قولایی که داشتین رو کی شکونده تو زندگیتون؟ همتون داشتین کسی رو.
All things might come up in your mind already.
همتون خیلی آدمای متفاوت تو ذهنتون شاید باشن.
It's very likely that during the sermon you do this more.
زیاد تو موزه من خیلی این افراد به ذهنتون میاد.
You might even get upset and angry thinking about the people that have not kept their commitments to you.
که عهدی رو که بهتون بستن انجام ندادن و شکوندن.
Yeah, here's how I know you will do that.
میدونم از کجا میدونم این کارو می‌کنی.
Because when I was prepared. I was doing that.
I was
thinking of people who didn't keep their commitments to me. But that's how you should listen to this sermon. You need to listen for you. How do I keep my commitments that I made? Am I a man or a woman of integrity? Do I make promises? And then also fall on the map or not? Would I come up in the thoughts of people?
Yeah, to ذهن مردم وقتی به من فکر میکنن.
Maybe even people that are here.
یا شاید کسایی که اینجا هستن وقتی اسم منو میشنون.
As somebody who doesn't keep the promises.
یکی که قولش رو نگه نمیداره.
Yeah. This sermon is for you.
این موعظه مال شماست.
Yeah. Yeah. First take out the bar out of your own eye.
اول اون تیکه چوب رو از تو چش خودمون درآوریم.
So you see good enough to remove the mote in your brother's eye.
که بتونیم چوب بزرگتر از چش برادرمون.
Go to Psalm 15.
بیایم مزمور 15 رو باز کنیم و آیه 1.
Lord, we shall abide in thy tabernacle. We shall dwell in thy holy hill.
خداوندا کیست که در خیمه تو میهمان شود و کیست که در کوه مقدست ساکن گردد؟
So this psalm starts with a question.
این مزمور با یه سوال شروع میشه.
Yeah, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
کی در اون خیمه تو ساکن
خواهد؟ Who shall dwell in a holy hill?
کی در اون کوه مقدس تو ساکن خواهد؟
It talks about being close to God.
در حقیقت در کوه مقدس در
Having fellowship with him.
نشونه نزدیکی ما به خداوند میده. یعنی کنار هم دیگه مهمون بودن.
Yeah. Who is that person that is blessed like that?
چه کسی هست که اینقدر برکت داشته باشه که اینقدر به خدا نزدیک؟
Now the rest of the psalm gives you the answer to that.
بقیه مزمور این جواب رو بده.
So read the rest of Psalm 2-5.
آیه 2-5 رو بخون.
He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, he that backbiteth not with his tongue or doeth nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt, but he honoureth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh a word against the innocent. He that does these things shall never be moved.
آن که در صداقت کام بردارد و درستکار باشد و از دل راست بگوید که به زبان خویش غیبت نکند و به همسایه‌اش بدی روا ندارد و ملامت را درباره نزدیکانش نپذیرد که شریران در نظر او حقیر باشند و آنان را که از خداوند بی‌ترسند حرمت بدارد که به قول خویش وفا کند هرچند به زیانش باشد که پول خود را به ربا ندهد و رشوه بر ضد بیگناه نپذیرد آن که اینها را به جای آورد هرگز جنبش نخواهد خورد.
Yeah. First the question.
Yeah.
How can you be with God? What kind of person is that? How can
you
be blessed?
Okay.
Then do these things. And then it ends with. If you're doing these things, then you shall never be moved. Now this is a list we should be paying attention to. Now 2 months ago we actually looked at the same psalm. Yeah, when we talked about usury. Yeah, lending. giving, lending money to people against interest. Something that we should never do. But today I want to look at verse 4, the end of verse 4. Where it says, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not.
که به قول خیش وفا کند هر چند به زیان است.
So here we have somebody swearing an oath.
یه کسی قول داده.
Yeah. Now of course in the New Testament we are told not to swear at all.
تو عهد جدید گفته قول ندید.
Yeah, James 5.
قسم نخورید.
James 5:12.
یعقوب 5:12 میگه.
Yeah, but above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, lest you fall into condemnation. 5:12 James 5:12
صفحه 370 اما مهمتر از همه برادران من قسم مخورید نه به آسمان نه به زمین نه به هیچ سوگند دیگر بلکه بلی شما بلی باشد و نه شما نه مبادا بر محکومیت بیفتید.
Yeah, so it says don't swear at all.
میگه اصلا قسم نخورید.
Just let your yes be yes.
بذارین بلتون بله باشه. نه تو نباشه.
Why? What is the problem with swearing an oath? Now, it's simply that we're prone to break them. And then we fall into condemnation.
So,
here in Psalm 15, we have somebody who's swearing to his own hurt. He has promised to do something. He has made a certain commitment. And now that commitment is hurting him. It's costing him. And here's the point. It says at the end, and change it not. So this is somebody who just not make flippantly a promise. Yeah, this is not somebody who just makes flippantly a promise. This is somebody who makes a promise, makes a commitment, and even if it's hard to keep, when it's hurting financially, emotionally, whatever, he does not change. He keeps the commitment no matter what. Yeah, and that is how we want to be. Yeah, this is the list that the Bible gives of those who will never be moved. Now, here's a simple example of something like this.
In
business, you make certain commitments to do a job, but then it turns out the job takes more hours, more materials than anticipated.
هم وقتمو بیشتر میگیره هر خزینه بیشتری برام داره از اون که تصور کردم اصلا به ضررم این کار
انجام بده
به خاطر اینکه اون عهد و اون قراردادو نگه
داری to honor that contract
به خاطر اینکه اون قراردادی که با اون کار بستی نگه داری
it might even cost us more
شاید حتی با انجام پول و انجامی که کارمون حتی
باید
از جیب بدیم تا بتونیم ازش بیرون
so instead of earning money
به جای اینکه پول دراریم با این قرارداد
doing all the work
با این همه کار و سختی
you have to put extra money in to finish the job but then you do it anyway
اما انجامش میدی
because you commit to what you have agreed on.
موافقت کردی.
Yeah, you change not. You're not going to change what you agreed on.
تو اون قولی که دادی رو نشکن، نگرش دار.
Even if it hurts.
حتی اگه سخت برات.
Here's another example, something like that. Imagine you're invited somewhere.
تصور کن یه مهمونی.
You say yes, I'm coming over.
میام امشب.
But then this other invitation comes. Something you much rather would go to.
Now,
you need to keep that first commitment. And change not. You stick with what you said you would do. It is important to God that we keep our promises. And that we keep our commitments. Yeah, and it's God who wants us to do that. It's a right thing to do. Yeah, it is the person that will have fellowship with God. It's the person that will not be moved. Go to Romans 1. Now, as in context, the second half of this chapter talks about very wicked people.
قسمت دوم این فصل در مورد آدم‌های
بد صحبت می‌کنه. Reprobates.
کسایی که زناکارند در حقیقت.
People who are rejected by God.
خداوند کلا ردشون کرده.
Yeah, because they first rejected him.
چون اول خدا رو رد کردن و خدا هم اونا رو رد می‌کنه.
And it tells us a way to recognize these people.
بعد میگه چجوری نفرات رو باشون آشتی کنیم.
Yeah, because God has given them over to a reprobate mind.
به اون فکر زناکار تحویلشون
داده. And they would do things that no normal human being would do.
کارهایی رو می‌کنن که مردم عادی انجام نمی‌دن.
And of course the main thing that is mentioned there is they will burn with lust for the same gender.
میگن شهوت خواهند داشت برای هم جنس خودشون.
That's not natural, that's not normal.
درست نیست و این نفرین خود.
That is disgusting.
و در حقیقت چیز بد زشت.
And it's part of their punishment.
و قسمتی از مجازات خداوند که این شهوت‌های غلط رو داشته باشن.
Yeah, but they're into all unrighteousness.
اما تو همه ناپاکی‌ها.
And at the end of this chapter we have this list.
آخر این فصل یه لیست بزرگی داریم.
Yeah, and they're into all these things. If they have the chance to do these things, they will do those things.
اگر موقعیت این رو داشته باشن که این کار بکنن انجام بدن.
Read verses 29 to 31.
29 تا 31 رو.
Yeah, being fulfilled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful.
مملو از هر نوع ناراستی و زنا و شرارت و طمع و خباثت پر از حسد و قتل و جدال و مکر و بدخویی تهمت زنندگان و غیبت کنندگان و دشمنان خدا و اهانت کنندگان و متکبران و لافزنان و ابداع کنندگان چیزهای بد و نافرمان به والدین بی فهم و بی وفا و بی عاطفه و سرسخت و بی‌رحم.
Yeah, so what is mentioned in this list?
لیستی که نام داده میشه.
Covenant breakers.
بی وفا، یعنی کسی که وفاداری نداره به حرفش.
Yeah, they would not think twice to break the promises.
خیلی راحت میتونن بشکنن قولشون.
Or their commitment to something if it just benefits them. Now, people who are not in this reprobate category.
They're
not in all those sins that they are in this list.
همه گناهای اینا نیستن.
But they're certainly capable of doing things on this list.
اما قادرن این کارهایی که تو لیست هست انجام بدن.
Including Christians.
حتی مسیحیان هم هستن که قادرن این کارو
بکنن. Let me give you a way to common example.
یه مثال معمولی براتون بزنم.
Yeah, of covenant breakers.
کسایی که بی وفا.
And this is the breaking of the marriage covenant.
بی وفا بودن به ازدواج.
Yeah, the Bible is very clear. Divorce is sin.
میگه که گناهه.
It should never be done.
هیچ وقت نباید.
God hates it.
خداوند متنفر از وفادار نبودن. و برکت نداره.
Yeah, you do directly opposite to what Psalm 15 just said you should do.
دقیقاً اون خلاف مزمور 15 رو که گفته.
You're moving yourself from the person that will never be moved.
چون خودت رو از
the person that's in the presence of God.
در حضور خداوند هستی، خودت رو جنبش میدی، جابجا میکنی، پس از
دست میدی.
بده.
If you've committed that sin.
وفاداری نبودن. اگر وفادار قبلا نبودی و این گناه رو کردی.
Of course, if there's possibility to restore, then shoot that.
اگر قادره که بشه اون رابطه رو دوباره بازسازی کرد، سعی کنیم که دوباره به برگردیم به اون عهدی که بستیم.
If not, you need to stay as you are.
همونجوری که هستین بمانید.
And not marry again until that spouse dies.
دوباره ازدواج نکنید تا اون همسرتون.
The Bible calls it adultery if you do.
اگر کسی که شوهر اول یا زن اولش زنده است، زنا هست.
I'm not against you. That happened in the past. You cannot change it anymore.
اگر اتفاقی براتون افتاده و اتفاقی این کارو کردین، نمیشه عوضش کرد. هیچ مشکلی نیست. خداوند می‌بخشنده.
But if you get to marry again, don't do it again.
اگر قرار دوباره ازدواج کنین این کارو نکنید.
Now, and I know that people try to maneuver themselves out of it.
میدونم مردم تلاش میکنن مسیحی‌ها کی چجوری از این عهد خداوند درن.
But I preach whole sermons on that, so listen to those sermons. Divorce is always wrong.
طلاق همیشه اشتباه است.
And remarriage while the first spouse still alive is adultery.
تا زمانی که زن اولتون زنده است یا شوهر اولتون زنده است زناست.
What you do, you become a covenant breaker.
اون موقع است که عهد شکوندی.
You made a covenant to your spouse.
یک عهدی رو بستی به اون همسرت.
That is still death, do your part.
و وقتی قول میدی تا زمانی که مرگ من رو از
تو جدا
کنه. شرایط ازدواج همینه.
And you break it by doing that.
و با عهد شکوندن شکوندیش.
Oh, but you don't know my husband.
اما تو شوهر منو که نمیشناسی.
You don't know how hard it is to be with him.
اخ نمیشه تحملش.
He's not caring for the family.
اصلا مراقب خانواده.
He's out with his friends.
همش با دوستاش میگرده. همش
دوست. He doesn't provide for the house.
نیاز خانواده رو فراهم نمیکنه.
Now maybe it is to your hurt.
شاید برای
But you must not change.
درسته به تو آسیب میرسونه اما تو جنبش نخواست.
Keep your commitment.
تو وفاتو نگهدار.
That you have given.
تو نگهدار. تو حرفتو نگهدار.
I understand if there's physical abuse.
در زمانی که اگر زحمت
for safety it might be necessary to live in separation.
زمانی که کسی دست بلند کنه برای امنیت شاید از هم دور توی مکان دورتر زندگی کردن باشه بهتر باشه.
Yeah, but again with the goal of restoration.
اما بازم به امید آشتی به امید زندگی
Yeah, what's not an option is to divorce and then marry somebody else.
چیزی که هیچ وقت خداوند
نمیخواد. While the person is still alive.
این که طلاق بگیریم و دوباره با یکی دیگه ازدواج.
The Bible says in Psalm 15, he that sweareth to his own hurt.
کسی که قول میده به خانواده‌اش.
And change it not.
عوض نخواهد.
Yeah, that's the person that's blessed.
کسی که برکت تو زندگیش.
That's the person that shall never be moved.
کسی که هیچ وقت جاش تو نمیخواد.
Or the he or she that's that shall never be moved.
خانم یا اون آقا هیچ وقت لغزش نخواهد.
For God it is very important that we keep our word.
خداوند مهمه که ما وفادار باشیم.
That we keep our commitments even if it's not easy.
ما رو نگه داریم حتی اگر راحت نباشه.
Let me give you an example from the Bible.
از کتاب مقدس یه مثال براتون میگم.
That illustrates the gravity.
چقدر مهمه.
Of how God sees commitments we make.
عهدایی رو که ما به خداوند می‌بندیم چجوری می‌بندیم؟
Yeah, when we make a covenant.
وقتی ما یه عهد می‌بندیم.
A promise.
وقتی قولی رو می‌بندیم چجوریه؟
Go to Joshua chapter 9.
یوشع فصل 9.
And this story blew my mind the first time I actually
connected these things. اولین باری که این داستان رو خوندم و به هم دیگه وصلش کردم واقعا
the context of Joshua 9 is that they're just beginning to conquer the land, the promised land.
وارد دارن سرزمین موعود میشن دارن آخر سر وارد اون شهری میشن
Yeah, the Israelites have spent 40 years in the wilderness.
40 سال تمام تو کویر همشون گم شدن نزدیکن که به اون سرزمین موعود برسن
بعد از 40 سال under the leadership of Joshua
حالا زیر رهبریت یوشع
they had already conquered Jericho and Ai.
اریها رو پیروز شدن و وارد بزرگترین
And then we have and then we have the following event happening.
و بعد این اتفاق میفته.
Joshua 9 read verses 3 to 6 for now.
9 سه تا 6 بخونید.
And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willily and went at and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles old and rent and bound up and old shoes and cloud up on their feet and old garments upon them and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy and they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel we become far from a far country now therefore make ye a league with us
اما چون ساکنان جبهون شنیدند که یوشع با اریها و آی چه کرده است به حیله رفتار کردند و روانه شده برای خود تدارکاتی دیدند و کیسه های مندرس برای اولادان خود و مشک های فرسوده شراب که پاوه و رفو شده بود برگرفتند و کفش های کهنه و بسته خورده به پا کردند و جامعه های مندرس پوشیدند و تمامی توشه ایشان خشک و کپک زده بود ایشان نزد یوشع به اردوگاه جلجال رفته به او و مردان اسرائیل گفتند ما از سرزمینی دور آمده ایم پس اکنون با ما پیمان ببندید
Yeah, so what's happening?
چه اتفاقی میفته؟
Yeah, Israel's coming into the land.
اسرائیل وارد اون سرزمین میشه.
The Gibeonites see what happened to Jericho and Ai of the Gibeonites.
و اتفاقی که برای جبعون میفته. و میبینن برای اریها و جبعون
And they're afraid.
و اون شهر دیگه اتفاق افتاده. اریها و آی.
We are next. Yeah, we better do something. Let's make some kind of covenant with these people. Yeah, before we are destroyed. And they go about this in a deceptive way. Yeah, they make it look like they come from a far country. They come from a far country. While in reality they are close. Read the next three verses, 7 till
9.
And the man of Israel said unto the Evites, Peradventure you dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, We are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, Who are ye? And from whence come ye? And they sent him from a very far country. Thy servants are come because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt.
مردان اسرائیل به حوریان گفتند شاید شما در میان ما ساکن باشید. پس چگونه بیتوانیم با شما پیمان ببندیم؟ آنان به یوشع گفتند ما خدمتگزاران تو هستیم. یوشع پرسید که هستید و از کجا می آیید؟ پاسخ دادند ما خدمتگزارانت به سبب نام یهوه خدای تو از سرزمین بسیار دور آمده ایم زیرا آوازه او و هر آنچه را که در مصر است مصر کرده است شنیده ایم
Yeah, so they're just lying.
دروغ گفتن.
Oh, we're from a far country.
Oh, از یه کشور دیگه.
We heard about your gods.
در مورد خدای
شما شنیدیم. All the great the things that are done for you.
خداوند که براتون انجام داده شنیدیم.
Now, skip to verse 14 and 15.
آیه 14 و 15 رو.
And the men took their of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord, and Joshua made peace for them and made a league with them to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swear unto them.
پس مردان اسرائیل از توشه ایشان به جهت وارسی گرفتند، اما از خداوند مشورت نطلبیدند و یوشع با آنان صلح کرد و پیمان بست که ایشان را زنده بگذارد و رهبران جماعت نیز برای آنان سوگند یاد کردند.
Yeah, so Joshua didn't consult with the Lord.
یوشع با خداوند مشورت
نکرد. They fall for the deception.
گول خوردن.
And they've now sworn to let them live.
پیمان بستن.
They made this covenant with them.
عهد بستن با یک کسی که قرار بوده بجنگن.
Read the next two verses.
دو تا آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
And it came to pass at the end of 3 days after they had made a league with them that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelled among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came into their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon and Sapphira and Beeroth and Kiriath Jearim.
اما سه روز پس از آنکه با جبعونیان پیمان بسته بودند، شنیدند که همسایگانشان هستند و در میان آنها ساکنند. پس بنی اسرائیل روانه شدند و در روز سوم به شهرهای ایشان، یعنی جبعون، کپیره، بیروت و قریه یعاریم رسیدند.
Yeah, so much for coming from a far country.
Yeah,
with old wineskins, moldy bread, old shoes and clothing. Yeah, while it's just 3 days walking. They deceived the Israelites. Read on, 18 till 21. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we've sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath which we swear unto them. And the princes said unto them, let them live. But let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the princes had promised them.
اما بنی اسرائیل به آنان حمله نکردند، زیرا رهبران جماعت برای ایشان به یهوه خدای اسرائیل سوگند یاد کرده بودند. پس جماعت همگی علیه ناظران خود زبان به شکوه گشودند، اما رهبران جملگی به تمامی جماعت گفتند، ما برای ایشان به یهوه خدای اسرائیل سوگند یاد کرده ایم و اکنون نمی توانیم دست بر ایشان بلند کنیم. پس با آنان چنین خواهیم کرد، می گذاریم زنده بمانند، مبادا به سبب سوگندی که برای ایشان یاد کردیم غضب بر ما نازل شود. و رهبران به آنها گفتند بگذارید زنده بمانند. پس برای تمامی جماعت اسرائیل هیزم شکنی می کردند و آب از شاه می کشیدند، چنان که ناظران به آنها فرموده بودند.
Yeah, so now it's revealed who they really are.
الان آشکار شد که واقعا کیان.
And the people aren't happy.
مردم هم خوشحال نیستن حالا اینا کیان.
But they have kept, or they have made a promise.
قول دادن و عهد بستن.
And they said, we've sworn.
عهد بستیم.
We have given our word.
کلاممون رو دادیم.
And we will keep that commitment.
و اون عهد رو نگه می‌داریم.
And they let them live.
و اجازه دادن زنده بمونن.
Yeah, because they had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel.
چون عهد بسته بودن به نام خداوند اسرائیل.
Great example of somebody.
یه نمونه خیلی خوب مثالی که.
Yeah, making promise.
وقتی قول میدی.
Yeah, making a covenant.
And honoring that. احترام بذار به حرفت.
But the story doesn't end there.
داستان اینجا تموم نمیشه.
Go to Joshua chapter 10.
یوشع فصل 10.
The next chapter.
فصل بعد.
And read verses 1 till 4 there.
یک تا 4 رو بخون.
Now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, and he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. That they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent it to Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lashish, and under Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it had made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel.
چون ادونی صدق پادشاه اورشلیم شنید که یوشع های ریشه آی را به تصرف آورده و به نابودی کامل سپرده است و با آی و پادشاهش همان کرده که با حریها و پادشاهش کرده بود و اینکه ساکنان گیبئون با اسرائیل صلح کردند و در میان ایشان ساکن شدند بسیار ترسید، زیرا گیبئون شهری بزرگ بود همچون یکی از شهرهای پادشاه نشین و از آی بزرگتر بود و مردانش همه جنگاور بودند. پس ادونیسدق پادشاه اورشلیم برای هوهام پادشاه هبرون، فرعام پادشاه یرموت، یافیع پادشاه لاکیش و دبیر پادشاه اجلون پیغام فرستاده گفت به یاریم برایید تا به گیبئون حمله بریم، زیرا با یوشع و بنی اسرائیل صلح کرده است.
That's why the Gibeonites are in trouble now. They are about to be wiped out with all these armies because they had made this covenant.
So
they come to Israel, yeah, to Joshua, and ask him for help. Hey Joshua, we've made this covenant with you. Now you come help us. You can fight for us against our enemies. Yeah, so they are tricked into this covenant to begin with. These people deceive them, and now they even have to defend them and win their wars. Now, what does Joshua do? Read verse 7. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. Yeah, Joshua did not think, hey, we promised to let him live. But we can just be passive and let others kill them for us. Yeah, but that's not what he did.
Yeah,
he kept their commitment to these people and goes to war. And of course, if you read the rest of the story, you will see that they win. And they basically save the deceptive Gibeonites. Yeah, again, a great example of the commitment.
Yeah,
keeping promises. But the story doesn't end here. And this is what blew my mind. Because this ordeal with the Gibeonites comes up much later again. In another story. Yeah, actually hundreds of years later. Go to 2 Samuel 21.
2
Samuel 21. Yeah, read verse 1 for now. Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord. And the Lord answered, it is for Saul and for his bloody house because he slew the Gibeonites.
صفحه 410. در ایام داوود 3 سال پیاپی قحطی شد. پس داوود روی خاندان را طلبید. خداوند گفت این به سبب شاول و خاندان خونریز اوست، زیرا که جبعونیان را کشت.
There's trouble in the land. There's famine.
مشکل قحطی پیش اومده در زمین.
And David is wondering what's happening.
چه اتفاقی افتاد که قحطی اومده تو کشورمون؟
Why is God not blessing us? Why do we have this famine?
چرا این قحطی اومده تو کشورمون؟
And he's asking God.
از خدا میپرسه که چرا این اتفاق افتاد؟
And the answer is because Saul slew the Gibeonites.
شاول یک جبعونی رو کشت.
Now you might say, what's the problem with Saul just conquering a nation or a group of people?
شاول اومد یه گروه گرفت کشتشون و
Saul had fought so many other nations and groups. David had done the same thing. What is the issue here? Now, read verse 2. And the king called the Gibeonites and said unto them, now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn unto them, and Saul sought to slay them in his zeal to the children of Israel and Judah.
پس داوود پادشاه جبعونیان را فرا خواند و با ایشان سخن گفت. جبعونیان نه از بنی اسرائیل بلکه از باقی ماندگان اموریان بودند. بنی اسرائیل برای ایشان سوگند خورده بودند که ایشان را زنده بگذارند، ولی شاول به سبب غیرتی که برای بنی اسرائیل و یهودا داشت در صدد قتل آنان برآمده بود.
What was the problem?
مشکلش چی بود؟
There was a covenant between Israel and the Gibeonites.
عهدی بود بین اسرائیلی‌ها و جبعون.
When was that covenant made?
عهدی بود.
That was the covenant that Joshua and the princes made with the Gibeonites.
و جبعونی‌ها چند صد سال پیش بسته
بودند. Yeah, dated back hundreds of years ago.
صدها سال قبل یا عهدی اسرائیل
that they would let them live.
که همیشه اونها زنده بودن.
What had happened?
چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
Yeah, Saul had gone after them.
اما شاول اونها رو کشت.
Not keeping the covenant.
عهد رو نگه نداشت و عهد رو شکست.
Yeah, not keeping that commitment that Israelites had made to the Gibeonites.
و جبعونی‌ها چند صد سال پیش بسته بودن رو شکست.
And 100 years later.
صدها سال بعد.
God is punishing the Israelites.
خداوند اسرائیل رو
محکوم می‌کنه
و با قحطی مجازات می‌کنه.
Because they had broken that commitment.
اون عهد چند صد سال پیش رو که گول خورده بودن رو
شکست. Yeah. Of David. 3 and 4. Therefore David said unto the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you? And wherewith shall I make the atonement that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gibeonites said unto him, we will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shalt thou kill any man in Israel. And he said, what ye shall say, that will I do for you.
چگونه می توانم این را جبران کنم تا شما میراث خداوند را برکت دهید؟ جبرونیان به او گفتند در خصوص شاول و خاندانش نقره و طلا نمی خواهیم و بر ما جایز نیست که کسی را در اسرائیل بکشیم. داوود پرسید پس می گویید برایتان چه کنم؟ آنان به پادشاه گفتند آن مرد که ما را تباه می ساخت و قصد نابودی ما را داشت تا در تمامی قلمرو اسرائیل جای نداشته باشیم.
Yeah, so of course David wants to resolve this.
Yeah,
and he goes to the point that he gives his open question. What shall I do for you? I will do it. How can we fix this problem so you will bless the inheritance of the Lord? Now read 5 and 6. And he answered the king, the men that consumed us and that devised against us that we should be destroyed for remaining in any of the coasts of Israel, let 7 men of his sons be delivered unto us, and we will hang them up under the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord did choose. And the king said, I will give them. Yeah, so that commitment was so important to God.
اون عهد انقدر مهم بود برای خداوند.
Yeah, that man gave their word.
که اون آقا کلامش رو گفت.
That hundreds of years later he sent a famine.
سال بعد یه دقیقت به خاطر همون عهد یه قحطی برای خداوند.
And that needs to be resolved.
و به خاطر اینکه اون قحطی قطع بشه، باید اون عهد شکنی بشه.
And as a result, 7 of Saul's grandchildren actually will be hanged by the Gibeonites.
7 از نوه‌های شاول قرار به دار آویخته بشن با جبونیان.
Now read the next verse as well because it's just an interesting verse. Again, showing you how important it is that we keep our commitments. But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul.
اما پادشاه به خاطر سوگند خداوند که میان ایشان یعنی میان داوود و یوناتان پسر شاول بود، مفیبوشت پسر یوناتان پسر شاول را به آنان نسپرد.
Yeah, so David had made a note to his friend Jonathan, the son of Saul.
بسته بود به دوستش
to protect his family. So his son is not delivered because he doesn't want to break that oath. This story gives you an idea how important it is in God's eyes that we keep our commitments. Yeah, God kept the nation of Israel accountable.
کل ملت اسرائیل رو زیر قحطی برد به خاطر شکستن
for an agreement made hundreds of years ago.
به خاطر عهدی که صدها پیش سال و پیش بسته
بود. He will hold you accountable for the covenants that you make.
بابت عهدهایی که می‌بندید.
Even if it's covenants that are made for life.
حتی اگر عهدهایی باشه که برای زندگی بسته.
Including marriage.
ازدواجتون.
Honor your word.
کلامتون رو احترام بذارید.
Have the integrity to keep your commitments.
صادق و وفادار باشید که عهداتون رو نگه دارید.
I understand sometimes it's
میدونم
out of our power we can do nothing about it
از دست ما کاری برنمیاد که بتونیم جلوشو بگیریم.
You need to commit to your promises even if it hurts.
اما زمانی که سختم هست باید عهدمون رو انجام بدیم حتی اگه درد آوره.
And change not.
و عوض نکنید. وفادار بمانید.
So here's a lesson.
درسی که میتونیم یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, before you make any commitments.
قبل از اینکه عهدی با کسی.
You better make sure you can live up to them.
اول مطمئن شین که آیا میتونید زندگی کنید با این عهد.
Don't just go out and make promises and then don't do them.
نه الکی قول بدین و قول بدین و قول بدین.
Yeah, do not make commitments you cannot keep.
عهدی نبندید.
You already know you can't.
نمیتونین کاری رو انجام بدین و مطمئن.
Make sure that whatever you commit to, you can keep.
مطمئن باشین هر چه که قول دادید انجام بدید.
So you don't end up breaking them.
که شما عهدتون رو نشکنید.
So you don't fall into condemnation.
شما زیر اون محکومیت نیفتید.
Yeah, so you can see, for God, it's extremely important.
آره خداوند خیلی مهمه.
Yeah, that we keep our commitments.
که ما عهدمون رو نگه داریم.
Even if it hurts us.
حتی اگه زخمی اون میکنه.
Now, why is it so important to God?
چرا مهمه برای خداوند این مشکل؟
What is the problem when we make a promise and
we're not
able to keep it for some reason?
به هر دلیلی نتونستیم قولمون رو نگه داریم.
What's the problem with not keeping your commitments?
ما یه قولی دادیم نشد.
Now, the answer is.
جوابش اینه که.
Yeah, actually, let's look at what the Bible says about how God is.
ببینیم خداوند چی.
Go to Genesis 9.
برگردیم پیدایش فصل 9.
Genesis 9. Let's look at some stories.
به چند تا داستان نگاه کنیم.
The Bible.
از کتاب مقدس.
And this is a story of Noah.
داستان نوح.
Directly after he comes off the ark.
بلافاصله که از کشتیش میاد پایین.
And God makes a covenant with him.
خداوند یه عهدی باش میکنه.
And actually not with him only, but all creation.
نه تنها با نوح بلکه با همه مخلوقانی که زنده بودن.
That he would never destroy the whole earth with water again.
دیگه دنیا رو با آب نابود نکنه.
Genesis 9, read verses 9 till 13.
فصل پیدایش 9 تا 13.
And I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
اینک من عهد خویش را با شما را پس از شما با فرزندان شما استوار می‌سازم و نیز با هر جانداری که با شما باشد از پرندگان و چهارپایان و همه جانوران زمین یعنی با همه آنها که از کشتی بیرون آمدند این برای همه جانوران زمین خواهد بود من عهد خود را با شما استوار می‌گردانم که دیگر هرگز هر زی جسد به آب طوفان هلاک نشود و دیگر هرگز طوفانی نباشد که همه زمین را ویران کند و خدا گفت این است نشان عهدی که من میان خود و شما و هر جانداری که با شماست برای همه نسل‌های آینده می‌بندم رنگین کمان خود را در ابر قرار دادم و آن نشان عهدی خواهد بود که میان من و زمین است.
Yeah, so here we have God who makes a covenant with his creation.
اینجا خدا رو داریم که عهدی می‌بنده با اون مخلوقات دنیا.
Today about 4500 years later.
4500 سال بعد از طوفان.
We're still here.
هنوز هممون اینجا و با آب نابود نشدیم.
Not been destroyed
و دوباره زمین
since then.
بعد از اون نابود نشد چون خداوند قول داد.
And it's not because we're more godly than the people in the time of Noah.
که ما امروز قوم مقدس‌تر و خداپرست‌تر هستیم.
God would have enough reasons to destroy the earth again.
اگر خداوند می‌خواست با همون دلیل نابود کنه
In the end, judgment will come on this earth. But we don't worry when it's a rainy day. Yeah, is this a time that it will never stop anymore? Will the events of Noah repeat themselves? We don't worry about that.
Yeah,
because we know that God keeps his promises. And of course we have the rainbow as a testimony to that covenant. Yeah, because this was an unconditional covenant.
Meaning
it doesn't depend on our commitments. Just God says, hey, I won't do this. I will let you live.
Yeah?
But Joshua reigns with the Gibeonites. Now, in the Bible, you find a lot of covenants that are with conditions. A lot of the promises of God are with conditions.
You do this,
then I will do that. Yeah, the Israelites had all these statues. And the blessings were conditional. You keep them, I will bless you. You don't keep them, you are in trouble. Yeah, the land they were living in, you obey me, you follow me, you can be in the land. You walk away from me, I will remove you from the land. Yeah, these were conditional. But if God makes an unconditional promise, yeah, no conditions attached, God will never ever break those promises.
That is
who he is. Yeah, go to 1 Kings and listen how Solomon speaks about the character of God. 1 Kings chapter 8. Read verses 23 to 25. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David and my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servants my father that thou promised him, saying, there shall no fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me.
Which verses?
Verses 23 to 25.
و گفت ای یهوه خدای اسرائیل، خدای چون تو نیست، نه بالا در آسمان و نه پایین بر زمین، تو خدای هستی که عهد و محبت خود را با خادمانت که با تمامی دل در حضور تو سلوک میکنند نگاه میداری. تو هم وعده را که به خدمتگزارت پدرم داوود دادی وفا کردی. تو آنچه را که به دهان خود وعده دادی به دست خیش و انجام رسانیدی، چنان که امروز شده است.
So what do we see Solomon repeating time after time?
Suleiman,
that God keeps his word. God keeps his covenant. Yeah, Solomon knows that God will never fail to do that.
Yeah,
this is who he is. Now, of course, later on we see that Solomon backslides. He starts serving false gods. He's living in sin. Listen to what God says to Solomon. That's in 1 Kings 11 and 11 till 13. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding in thy days, I will not do it for David's thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to thy son for David, my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen.
پس خداوند به سلیمان گفت، حال که چنین کردی و عهد و فرایض مرا که به تو امر فرموده بودم نگاه نداشتی، من نیز به یقین مملکت را از تو پاره خواهم کرد و آن را به خادمت خواهم داد. اما به خاطر پدرت داوود در ایام تو این کار را نخواهم کرد، بلکه آن را از دست پسرت پاره خواهم کرد. ولی تمامی مملکت را پاره نخواهم کرد، بلکه یک قبیله را به خاطر خدمتگزارم داوود و به خاطر اورشلیم که برگزیده‌ام به پسرت خواهم داد.
Solomon has not kept his part. He has broken the covenant. He has broken promises. Yeah. You've not done your part. But because of your father David, because I made a covenant with him, I will not rend away all the kingdom. But one tribe will be given to a son of David. Yeah, because I've made this agreement with David. I've chosen Jerusalem.
Yeah?
So even though Solomon messes up, God still sticks with his promise that he made. Because that's who he is. That's how we should be.
Yeah?
Go to Psalm 89. Psalm 89 verses 3 and 4. I've made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations.
89?
Yeah, 89, 3 and 4 for now.
گفتی که با برگزیده خود عهد بستم و برای خدمتگزار خیش داوود سوگند خوردم که نسل تو را تا به ابد استوار خواهم ساخت و تخت تو را در تمامی نسل‌ها بنا خواهم کرد. خداوند باشد که آسمان‌ها و شگفتی‌های تو را بستایند و امانت تو را در میان قدسیان.
Till 4. Yeah, so here the covenant is brought up that God had made with David.
Yeah,
your seed will I establish forever. Now, of course, ultimately that's fulfilled in Jesus.
And
this psalm is not only about David, it's also talking about Jesus.
Now,
skip all the way to verse 27 for now. Also, I will make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth.
من نیز او را فرزند ارشد خیش خواهم ساخت، رفیع‌تر در میان پادشاهان جهان.
This again is reference to Jesus.
بازم به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, 28:29. My mercy will I keep from him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven.
محبت خود را به او تا به ابد پاس خواهم داشت و عهد من با او پایدار خواهد بود. سلسله او را تا به ابد استوار خواهم ساخت و تخت او را همچون روزهای آسمان.
Again, emphasizing, this is an everlasting covenant.
عهدی است ابدی.
God says, hey, I will keep this covenant, I will keep this commitment. Yeah, without end.
بدون پایان.
Now listen to the next verse, two verses. Yeah? He'll even keep it when this happens. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments.
اگر فرزندان شریعت مرا ترک کنند و مطابق قوانین من سلوک ننمایند، اگر فرایض مرا زیر پا گذارند و فرامین مرا نگاه ندارند.
Yeah, this covenant will stand even if his children forsake the law, even if they break the commandments. Why? Because it's not conditional, it's unconditional. And here's the interesting thing. Who is this pointing to? Who is this referring to?
Yeah,
remember, this is not just about David, this is also about Jesus.
Yeah,
who are the children of Jesus? That's us. Yeah, that's us as Christians. Yeah, when we forsake his law, when we don't walk in his judgments, if we don't keep his commandments, he still keeps his commitments to us. Yeah? Read 32-36. Then will I visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor after a thing that has gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me.
آنگاه عصیان ایشان را به چوب تنبیه خواهم کرد. آنگاه عصیان ایشان را به چوب تنبیه خواهم کرد و تقصیرشان را به تازیانه. ولی محبتم را از او دریغ نخواهم داشت و در وفاداری خیش خیانت نخواهم ورزید. عهد خود را بی حرمت نخواهم ساخت و آنچه را از دهانم صادر شد تغییر نخواهم داد. یک بار برای همیشه به قدوسیت خود سوگند خوردم و به داوود دروغ نخواهم گفت.
Yeah. My covenant with David, I will not break.
Yeah.
I will not change. I will be faithful to do what I said I would do. If God promises a certain thing, he will do it. And he is not a man that he should lie. God keeps all of his commitments. Yeah, that's part of who he is. He cannot lie. And thank God for that. Because that includes promises on salvation. Yeah, when we believe on him, yeah, the promises that we have everlasting life. And nothing can change that. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Yeah, John 10:28-29. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. 10:28-29. John 10:28-29.
و من به آنها حیات جاودانی می‌دهم و تا به ابد هلاک نخواهند شد و هیچ کس آنها را از دست من نخواهد گرفت. پدری که آنها را به من داده از همه بزرگتر است و کسی نمیتواند آنها را از دست پدر من بگیرد.
No one can pluck you out of his hands.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه ما را از دست خداوند بگیره.
Yeah. That includes you yourself.
حتی خودت هم نمیتونی دست خداوند دست بگیری.
Because he's stronger. And he will use all his power, which of course he's God Almighty, to keep the promises that he has made. Yeah, the promise that if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that we have everlasting life right there and then.
Yeah?
If you could lose that, then it's not everlasting. And it would make God a liar. But God keeps all his promises. Yeah, that's the example for us to follow. Yeah, that's God's character. Yeah, he that sware to his own hurt and change it not. That is the person who will be blessed. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Be a man or a woman of your word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. This is how God is. And this is how we as God's children also should be, representing him on this earth.
Yeah.
When people look at us as God's people and see us breaking our promises all the time, not keeping our commitments, that will reflect back on God. People will look at that and might say, if this is how they are, this is probably also how their God is, how Jesus is. Yeah? It is shameful when a Christian gets a divorce because it reflects back on God. It is shameful if you as a Christian make a commitment to do something and then you don't do it. It is shameful if you make a business deal but then the deal gets more difficult and you bail out because it's going to cost you. It's shameful when you cancel an invitation because you have a better option now. It's shameful when you give your word and you break it. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Even if it hurts you, change not. Keep your commitments. Yeah? Have integrity. Be a man or a woman of your word. If you keep your commitments, yeah, you belong in a group that will be in the presence of God. You will have fellowship with him. You're blessed. And you shall never be moved.
Yeah.
It pleases God when we keep our commitments. Let's close again with reading Psalm
15.
Lord, who shall abide in a tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempt. But he honoureth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
خداوند ها کیست که در خیمه تو میهمان شود و کیست که در کوه مقدست ساکن گردد آن که در صداقتت گام بردارد و درستکار باشد و از دل راست بگوید که به زبان خیش غیبت نکند و به همسایهش بدی روا مدارد و ملامت را درباره نزدیکانش نپذیرد که شریران در نظر او حقیر باشند و آنان را که از خداوند میترسند حرمت بدارد که به قول خیش وفا کند هرچند به زیادش باشد که پول خود را به ربا ندهد و رشوه بر ضد بیگناه نپذیرد آن که اینها را به جای آورد هرگز جنبش نخواهد خورد.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Lord,
پدوندا
You know that we easily think about others, what others not keep to us in promises.
But
Lord, help us to look in our own hearts where we fail to live up to our promises. Lord, help us from today on to just keep what we promise. And Lord, help us to also promises made in the past that we will live up to them. That will make right and resolve the issues if they're there. Lord, we want to be a people of integrity. And people that, when they say yes, it is yes, and when they say no, it is no. So we ask that you will help us with that. And Lord, that you bless us for doing that. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.